Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Karen Reed. Well, I can't say the trial because that's done, at least for now. We'll find out shortly. I believe on the 22nd is the next status hearing date to determine if they're going to go forward and try and prosecute her again and on what charges specifically they're going to do that. But before that's even happened, because it's the Karen Reed trial and everything is chaotic, it just got more chaotic. And I'm wondering how this is going to play in the minds of the prosecutors in terms of what they're going to decide to do going forward. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. What I'm talking about specifically in the chaos of all of this is Karen Reed and her attorney. Pictures have come out, and it's just pictures. We don't know more of the context here, but one could glean a couple things off of it. We're talking about the picture where the arm of the attorney is over her, draping down. Like, it looked like kind of like a high school hug, almost, where like the football player and the cheerleader are super tight like that. You don't really see a lot of that, but almost kind of touching some areas. And then the other one down below around her waist, and we've seen multiple camera angles of this, looks a little more intimate than just attorney-client relationship. Based on that, where do you think this is going to go? What do you think this could affect?
Well, she's adding more data points to who she is. I know you get a lot of Karen Reed fans again, but objectively, you know, we saw in the text messaging she was doing the night of the tragic death that, you know, she got a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of unhealthy relationships that she surrounds herself with and she causes. And I think this is just another manifestation of more crazy. If you could pick something not to do to ensure that the world is on your side, this is it. I mean, do not even have the perception of dating. See, I'm not even saying this whether she is or isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an argument.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what truth is in most of these things. It matters what the perception is, the perception of the media, the perception of a potential jury. When you have the perception that you're dating your lawyer, it's just validating the prosecution's claim that you're nuts. There you go. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think it hurts her immensely. It hurts. I'll tell you, as the defense attorney, his career is in jeopardy as well. I mean, who wants to hire this guy? I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of issues there with what's going on here with Jackson and her. The other thing that has been on my mind is it's not within her control, but it is what it is. The celebrity status to which she has Rosen too, at least in that area of the country, people wanting autographs, people wanting pictures with her. In fact, that's how this incident actually occurred. They stopped to take pictures of people because they wanted pictures with a woman who's accused of killing Boston police officer John O'Keefe with a hung jury. And there's a lot of evidence that points that she probably hit him, whether she knew it or not. It's kind of sickening, to get this status and be willing to then participate in the game. I get people are going to do what they're going to do. You have extreme, and I'm not saying if you support Karen Reed, you're crazy, but if you're out there camping in front of the courthouse and you're from like England, you might have some mental health issues if this is something that you feel that strongly about. But people are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to fall in love with different characters, good, bad, the ugly, whatever. And they're going to assign this celebrity status, whether it should be or not. And I don't think it should be in this case. But it's your choice then, though, as the defendant to go, I'm going to participate in this. I'm going to go sign those autographs, or I'm going to walk quietly from the courtroom to my car and get the hell out of there and not be part of the circus. She clearly enjoys being part of the circus. That I don't think is going to play very well, especially when we know more about how she was treating John O'Keefe from those voicemails and such. Again, this is just my conjecture on it, but seemed to be a bit of a narcissist, wanting to have more attention, telling John basically in no uncertain words that she wants more attention than she's getting than the kids. This is a man who has become the parent to his niece and nephew whose parents died. He's stepping up. He's being that person. And when you're a parent, the kids come first, no matter what. If you're a parent, you know that. Karen Reed, not a parent. No clue. I've dated people like that, and they didn't last very long because my daughter will always come first over any girlfriend. But it seems women in that sort of situation, sometimes with a narcissistic pattern, don't quite grasp that. And maybe you don't if you don't have kids. Maybe just something that as parents we get. But those factors, those things, they don't look good on her. They don't look good on really any human being to have those sort of demands on her boyfriend and then eating up all this attention for potentially murdering him.
Yeah. Good news doesn't sell, bad news sells. And this is exactly what she's doing. I mean, people don't remember average days. They remember days that are really, really awesome or really, really challenging and traumatic. And that's why people gravitate towards these things. Her behavior is completely congruent with someone who is young and immature.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of actual age, you know, when you have those kind of insecurities spiking up and you're in the look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me phase of life, which some people never grow out of.
Yeah.
These are the behaviors that manifest around it, which also gives a really deeper understanding of why defense was possibly using the claim that there was a conspiracy against Karen because of how, you know, because of this. And as I've always said, I don't think it was a conspiracy. It was a group of people that saw an easier way to place it on her. And why? She's unlikable.
Yeah.
You know, if the closer you are to her in this group was, you know, so again, as you just laid out, let's just take it as you laid it out, that you have a father that's taking care of kids and that's compelling. And then you have this self-centered person coming in and, you know, kind of trying to disrupt this family dynamic of this compassionate story of this father, this cop, this public servant taking care of family, remove all the unhealthy behaviors of alcohol and partying and whatever was taking place. But when you just frame it like you framed it, it's an easy to see reason why it would look like a conspiracy when it was actually just a group of friends looking after another friend who's trying to take care of his kids. And then you have this crazy woman coming in and disrupting the entire flow.
Yeah.
And so all these added behaviors that she is doing is validating the original claim that she's nuts.
Yeah. But where do you even take this anymore? I mean, the thing is with this, it's like a political campaign. Like I've said the whole time on this, people who are dug in, they're dug in on their sides. No matter how much evidence comes to light of this being not a very healthy human being, at least that's the perception for myself, they don't care. Just like, you know, you have horrible evidence coming out about political candidates. Some, I don't care. La, 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 la. Not going to hear that. Where do you take this? Massachusetts is not that big of a state. And everybody knows this case. Is there any place to get an unbiased jury at this point if they decide to take it back?
I don't think so. I think it's just, we just got to rework the charges.
Yeah.
I think what's, you know, and I did see, you know, how it's kind of leaked out that they were not hung jury on two of the charges on like the vehicular manslaughter and then the, you know, the other manslaughter one. So I think, like we said, like both of us have been saying since the beginning, a lot of other people have too, I think the charges were off.
Yeah.
And I think if you can redo the charges to allow, I don't know how, because again, I'm not the lawyer, but to allow that to be a little more pragmatic about the charges, which we can rely on just the facts of what is irrefutable and the data, and keep the charges to that, so that no matter how you feel about the individual, we can move forward. I see it going in that direction. It's just a reworking of the charges and refiling. She's got to be, there's a death that occurred. People, someone needs to be held accountable. Whether someone serves time or not, that's a different argument. But you kind of like in the Russ case we're just talking about with Alec Baldwin, people, when someone dies, people need to be held accountable so that people, so it just can be done for the person that died, the family that's surviving. And so the system can get better and then have continued faith in that system that we don't want to do wrong, bad things by others because you'll be held accountable for it. So that's part of the reason we do this, is maintain trust and faith in our institutional organizations, that we need to work well as a society together. And so there needs to be culpability in this. I think of reworking the charges is going to be imperative just so that we don't have a hung jury again, because it is so, she's so divisive as an individual.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.